Line is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. It's our season-ending visit with Jason Garrett. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Well, I know the season didn't end the way you wanted it to. You must be somewhat disappointed that the playoffs start this weekend without you.
Obviously, we're disappointed. I thought our team played well. I thought we played well, but obviously not well enough. And obviously, that's disappointing. But there's a process. It's a process to play well, and I'm not sure what our final record was. I won't know that until I see the tape.
It was 8-8 because you lost four of your last five games. And what was the process in December? What fell apart for you guys?
Well, we did some things well, and we did some other things not very well. And that's a term that I like to use. I like to say well.
Uh-huh.
I say well. Whole lot, and I think what's important is from this point is that we got to move forward. Got to move forward. Got to stack things.
Mm-hmm.
Got to stack practices and wins, and then we're going to stack some boxes on top of that. Maybe a few landscaping decorations on top of that. I don't know how much room we have to store things, so we'll find out how much stacking potential we have.
Well, in general, were you pleased with the way your team performed this year, or not pleased?
Well, I think that it's not a question of pleased or not pleased. I think what we need to do is we need to work hard in this off season, and we need to work. We need that work to be hard. Hopefully, that will occur in the off season. And if we could here, I want to bang a timeout.
What? I'm sorry.
Right now,
bang a timeout. Timeout.
Why?
Why do you want to take a timeout?
All right, now we can resume the interview. I wasn't quite ready for the interview right then.
All right, so are you guys like a long way from being a good team, or do you think like next year you can be a Super Bowl contender?
Well, I really won't know that until I look at the tape. I got to look at the tape.
Oh, geez.
But the tape is in some of the boxes that's stacked on top of practices and wins. So, and I'm not sure how securely shut the box is, and I won't know that until I check the tape on top of the box. There's tape on top of the box.
We're visiting with Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett here on The Ticket. All right, much was made of the Philadelphia game first quarter when Jerry Jones came down to the sideline and it looked like he was bending your ear. What exactly did Jerry say to you?
Working for Jerry, of course, is a process, and it's a process in all three areas. Jerry came and he told me a few things. Told me that he loved me. That he loved me, and he loved me well. And that if I didn't get Romo out of there, that he would Chan-Gailey me. Chan-Gailey.
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah, and he was apparently very far into the process of drinking.
Oh,
so he
no.
He was stacking beers on top of each other inside his tummy, and that's something he'll do, and he'll do it well. And I know the criticism has mainly gone towards Jerry for this season, and the reason is that I'm thin, and I'm relatively young. Because I'm thin, well-spoken, educated, and relatively young, I get to keep my job. I get to keep my job, even though I deliver Wade Phillips-like results. Wade Phillips-like results.
Yeah, and speaking of Jerry, do you think he's, I don't know, losing it maybe a little bit?
Well, Jody, I appreciate that question. I just want to say that Jerry, I'm not going to criticize him.
Uh-huh.
Because he's employed me and he's allowed me to make some money, enough money that I bought a home in the country.
Mm.
I bought a home out in the country, a ranch, but I don't have running water, so I'm going to have to dig a well. Going to have to dig a well.
That's right up your alley.
An irrigation well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But not all things in the Cowboy organization are failing, and I think we need to remember that. The cheerleaders are good. They're good and they're well, and by Cowboy cheerleaders, I mean the girls who are cheerleaders for the Cowboys.
Yes,
right.
We
understand
that.
Who you're talking about.
When I reviewed the tape of the last game, I could clearly see that the cheerleaders have it going on. And when I say they have it going on, I mean they have it going on in all three areas. And three areas, the up top chest area,
right.
The down below bathroom area, and of course the mouth.
Oh my gosh.
That's something I enjoy, the mouth. Those are three areas.
Right, don't take him that way.
Merry Christmas in the off season.
Okay.
Well.
Yes. Well. I almost said Jerry. Bye, Jason. There is the fake Jason Garrett for you here at the end of the season. 8:51 here on Sports.